From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that attacked Paris in November 2015 is on trial in Brussels, Belgium. Salah Abdeslam refused to rise for the court or answer questions about his actions Monday. Jeff Custer has more.
It was Abdeslam's first appearance in public since his arrest nearly 2 years ago. He is on trial in Brussels on charges of attempted murder for a police shootout from which he fled. Abdeslam had previously refused to speak to investigators in France about the attack there that killed 130. Days after his capture, extremists struck in Brussels. In total, 162 people died in the two attacks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The State Department says both the United States and Russia appear set to meet Monday's deadline to comply with the limits set by the Bilateral Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty known as New START. Cindy Sain has the details.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles, and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. At his State of the Union speech, President Donald Trump outlined his approach to nuclear weapons.
We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Swiss President Alain Berset says the return of Rohingya Muslims who have fled violence in Myanmar must be voluntary. Berset pledged to provide an additional $12.9 million for Rohingya this year. This is VOA News. Protesters held a demonstration in Nairobi on Monday to rally against the government's decision to shut down three independent media houses. George Kigoro, who is executive director of the Kenya Human Rights Commission, said the protest was to express solidarity with the media.
To also make the point that the rule of law must be obeyed in the context of law enforcement.
The protesters also demonstrated against the manner in which the government has been arresting opposition leaders. A South Korea appeals court has set Samsung Group heir J.Y. Lee free after nearly a year of detention, suspending his 5-year jail term after he was convicted of bribing the country's former president. Sarah Hemrajani has more.
The case had set off public anger and put the spotlight on the close ties between South Korea's big family-owned businesses, known as chaebols, and political leaders. But the Seoul High Court has now used its discretion to reduce Lee's term and suspend the main charges for bribery and embezzlement, meaning he won't have to serve time behind bars. The 49-year-old can also continue his existing roles, including as director of Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors originally aimed for a 12-year jail term for Lee. Legal experts say the ruling is expected to be appealed again at South Korea's Supreme Court.
That was Sarah Hemrajani reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met Pope Francis at the Vatican Monday for talks expected to focus on the status of Jerusalem and the fight against terrorism. Erdogan was the first Turkish president to visit the Vatican in 59 years. Sunday, Erdogan said he planned to discuss with the Pope the humanitarian situation in Syria, the battle against terrorism, Islamophobia, and the status of the city of Jerusalem. And in Philadelphia, there was cheering and lots of celebration as the Philadelphia Eagle fans won their first big win. The team won their first ever National Football League championship on Sunday, defeating the New England Patriots 41-33 in Minneapolis. And Syrian activists say at least 23 civilians have been killed in intense government airstrikes on a rebel-held suburb near Damascus. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.